I didn't get out of Finger Lake more than probably 3 or 4 miles before it started getting even much more severe, shooting pains kind of starting in both ankles. And so by that point, I was pretty certain it wasn't going to happen. And I still pushed on a few miles after that, thinking I would just make it to the next checkpoint and spend another full night and see how I felt then. And then finally, after about 7 miles beyond Finger Lake, I realized that it was going to take me more than that entire day to get to the next checkpoint, and I didn't really want to have to bivvy out on the trail when I could hardly stand up, and it was just...
So on your toughest day, the day you realized that you had to scratch out of the race, you actually covered about 14 miles, it sounds like, going out and coming back.
Yeah, between going out and back, 14 or 15 miles, so...